Chapter 6. A green sky is choked with smoke and flies. There are bodies everywhere and a powerful stench. The subject is satisfied with what it has done here. These are traitors. This is the fate of all traitors. Wait. Analogy? The subject seeks to communicate its defiance and fury at the Gwei Vesa. Remarkable. It defies the Nagi, whom none can defy. Collectives refocused. Earthcast intensification machinery operating at 87% of tolerance. Mind rip operational.
I'm in a dying jungle. A single squad, Ebon Wing, is with me. My squad, battle brothers for many years. I have fought with these adepts for long lifetimes of men. Captain Odell of the Catachan 432nd signals his readiness. Seneschal Contire of House Terrin indicates to us that he is approaching the Xenos construction site. I thank them for their sacrifice. Their chances of escaping Agrellin are slim, and the Xenos will treat them harshly should they be caught. They are to begin guerrilla operations once this engagement is concluded. The deployment of the Knight, with little hope of recovery, is a mark of how important our mission is. We must capture one of these water-cast forked tongues and rip his secrets from him. As to that end, all is in place. We are 150 kilometers behind enemy lines. Analysis of previous Tau conquest patterns have revealed that colonization begins immediately, even as victory is being won. Such efficiency is paid for with predictability. We have identified 14 possible sites for processing and landing facilities. Following the transit of prisoners and the activity of enemy survey teams, we have narrowed this selection down to 8 probable sites, then 6 definite. By tracking the movements of our betrayer of traitors, we determine the correct site. All has proceeded smoothly. It is as we judged. Our target is where we predicted. We move through the arid forest without a sound. The Tau are arrogant, so sure of their technology. They do not detect us or our allies as we approach. Their overconfidence will be their undoing. Swift vengeance, we are in position. Await my orders, I signal our ship, an escort. A small craft, but fast. One I have the honour of commanding in battle myself. We have 2 opportunities to take a sample for the biologians. As our target hides here, or when it runs before us. Either will suit me, and I'm relaxed, sure of our triumph one way or the other. I order another Auspex scan of the complex. There are many aliens there, but only a single company of their warriors. Their technology is formidable, Brother Sergeant, says Brother Usk, and their prowess weak. We will prevail, I say. We have studied much of these Tau in our cells whilst in transit, especially the details of the punitive expedition into their space during the First Crusade. I have little fear that this Second Crusade will not achieve the same results. We shall cast them back over the Damocles Gulf, and in time cross over ourselves and wreak righteous genocide upon them. Their worlds will burn, become ossuaries, the stacks of their sightless skulls under silent skies, testimony to the might of the Imperium. Such times are in the future. For the moment, I am eager to coat my blade in their vile blood. The Shadow Captains say that they are worthy foes. That is as may be, but they are alien for all that, and so worthy only of contempt. A vox pulse, modulated in such a way to avoid detection, reaches me. Colonel Odell and his men are in position. I respond. Attack! May the Emperor be with you! I yearn to be into the fray, says my brother, Yuvin. His hands work the grip of his axe. We all feel his impatience. You will have your opportunity soon enough, brother. We must wait until they are fully engaged to the north. Gunfire erupts in the distance, on the other side of the clearing from our position. About now, Odell would have sent his wave of penal troopers forward at their prisoner processing facility. An obvious feint. The real attack will be directed at the command node. It is imperative that they feel that their leader is under attack if we are to snatch our true target. A fake attack on our real objective to mask our true intentions. Such deception is second nature to us. I'm irritated that I'm not to attempt the rendition of one of the alien lords, but every attempt thus far has been a failure. And Shadow Captain Shrike informed me that the consequences for the civilian population here would be dire. The thump of explosions joins the sounds of lasgun fire. I can hear the shouting of men. The forest about me is unclean. The tree boughs are rotten. Dry, through, and brittle, yet coated with a noxious slime. Shaggy grey beards of moss drip from every branch. The forest floor is slimy with black leaf litter. Little else but the trees grow here, and they are diseased. Cankers afflict many of them. Whorled bumps that leak angry red fluids down the trunks. The creatures I've seen are of similar condition. My armor's sensorium warned me of toxins in the air that might tax even my physiology, blessed by the Emperor's gifts as it is. I watch a malformed insect analogue climb painfully up a tree limb, its feeble efforts performed to the accompaniment of repeated battle cannon round detonations. The Seneschal Contire is engaged. I look again at the insect. This malformed creature faces a battle as great as Contire in simply searching for food. It reminds me of...
Danger. Something deep arises from the mind of the subject. A whirl of images confounds us. A fight in a narrow way for stale food. Orange skies. A friend. Yes. This is the source of the resistance. A friend. Female. Dirty face. Affection in her eyes. She struggles to survive. She struggles to find enough to eat. Memory overlay is in process. Emotional resonance threatens to overwhelm us. Earth cast machines at 92%. Mind rip recommences.
I shake off the memories of my early life. I am a space marine. I have a duty to perform. This is not a healthy world. It carries the taint of the warp. I hope the Xenos choke upon its poisons when we leave it for them. The attack is underway. We shall proceed. As one, brothers, let us ignite our raven's wings and fall upon the Xenos and the traitor with rightful anger. Aye, Brother Sergeant, they respond. We leap skyward together, sending a rain of sickly branches crashing down. The Xenos are unaware as to our approach, and we fall upon them with complete surprise. All hail the Emperor of Mankind. All hail his son and our father, Korax, Lord of Ravens.